Marisa, that something important was going to happen here. Running my fingers through Ash's fur, I overlook the tall metal wall that rises up before me. Two solid sheets of metal will be easy enough to get through, but what is awaiting for me beyond that? I have no way to know at the moment, but I'm nervous. At least Marie didn't see me dying or anything. A soft chuckle escapes me as I realize that she might be able to figure that out. I only hope that she never does, or else I'm going to agonize over the event. A woman that can see into the future is dangerous. Thankfully, she's an ally. Ash yawns before stretching out. Looking up at me, he tilts his head. I know she can't see the future, but I can still think that way, I joke. Ash yips before pawing at the metal wall. Are you that eager to find what's waiting for us? Nodding, he paws the wall one more time before waiting on me. Stepping forward, I rest my hand on the wall and start melting a hole large enough for me to walk through. The metal parts like butter, and Ash jumps through before I can. Behave, I whisper. Shaking his head, Ash looks up at me with a wide grin. His perfectly white teeth shine in his manna-rich body. Be careful, at least. Nodding this time, he starts sniffing the air before wandering down the street. The vehicles that are piled up have been moved to the sides of the road, leaving a wide, clear path for us to walk down. Ash jumps from shadow to shadow, staying just within my sight. His white blur of a body sniffs the air each time he lands. After passing one block, I sigh. How big is this place? That's the problem. I didn't map out how many blocks the walls encapsulated. I might be wandering around here for hours trying to figure out what exactly is happening. Peeking into the dark buildings, I fail to notice anything off, nor do I smell anything that might give away some sort of enemy. Thankfully, Ash has the better nose out of the two of us, and he stops a block away. His nose sticks in the air, and he glances back towards me before dropping into the shadows. Popping back up by my side, he growls and points further down the road. Looking ahead, I find that the vehicles are back in the road, forming some sort of loose circle in the center of an intersection. How many? I ask. Shaking his head, he continues to growl. Damn. Starting forward, I pull my staff off my back. We're going to scout, I tell him. We can't make a noise. Nodding, Ash pads after me, intent on keeping a low profile. His nose continues to sniff the air as low growls vibrate his chest. Something is inside that circle that he doesn't like. Stepping up to the improvised metal wall, I realize that the vehicles have been piled three high, blocking any attempts for me to see over them. What I do notice is the smell of roasting meat, the soft sizzling of fat popping over a flame. That's new, I whisper. Ash nods. Kneeling by the lower section of a vehicle, I use my metal magic to start creating a burrow through to the other side. I have to move slowly as I don't want to shift the metal and give away my presence. Crawling through the hole, I watch a scene before me that I can't quite figure out.